the concept of more nearly full funding at the state level and some imaginative approaches both to collection and dispersing of funds. There are a number of state commissions that are involved in these studies. I would commend to you and to the staff the reading of Governor Milliken's statement, which he submitted on education, which I think is extremely imaginative and constructive. Now, quite a number of states are also in this process. Now, as we pull those together and look at them, I think this is going to point some new ways to go about this whole process that will both have an impact upon public education, but on non-public education also.
Well, the property tax, of course, is the one that strikes the wrong nerve. Income tax and sales tax and all the rest, it's the one where you get a bill twice a year. And people know that it's gone up three times, it's tripled in the last 10 years, and even though in terms of the money that it takes, it's relatively small compared to the others, the municipal water main producers, it's the one that people directly associate with education, right? That's true. Therefore, it gets back to a way of, I suppose you're dodging the problem, you understand? You're dodging it by saying, look, folks, let's find a more indirect way to finance education. Pay more. But I must say that when you talk, when you get down to this whole business of the tax system, see, our general revenue sharing can help there. You get general revenue sharing and also special revenue sharing is where the federal government might be collecting taxes at the federal level is, without getting into all the arguments pro and con, one thing about federal government is it's a much better instrumentality for collecting taxes and a much poorer one for dispensing services. So that's the proposition that we have. General revenue sharing. We'll collect money and then we'll parcel it out to the states and the communities and the rest of the nation. Of course, spend it as they like. That will eventually might at least stop the rise in property taxes eventually.
But I also think it gives us the vehicle for reform when we're talking about this.
Yes, I see.
We can twist it a little bit.
Let's use that as a method, of course.
What would need to be done if this were followed? And I think that without trying to write the report in advance, because this we don't want to do.
Oh, of course.
I think what Lindley's Pierce is saying is a frankly direction. But if this is to be done, it means really that the state education administration needs in most instances to be substantially strengthened. In other words, that's going to be the source of the funds.
You got to say that
before. You're going to
like such funds.
So. Oh, yes.
I think it's very important that the commission, I guess, without getting into the technical, it's very important to take on the sacred cows. Don't just make it a massive report. Well, education needs more money. Everybody knows education needs more money. Everybody knows that education needs to be upgraded. Everybody knows we've got problems in the inner city. Everybody knows we've got problems in climate. Everybody knows we've got problems in rural America. The question is, how and why? And if unless you fight this problem, believe me, if you do, then all of this work that you, I notice you, I know you've done a great deal, would have been useless. You ought to say some things that may be a controversial crap, you know. I think this is what the country needs to hear.
We would expect to.
And I think you could say some things about this. If you feel that, for example, that the property tax thing was wrong, say so.
Oh, crack it hard.
So that people can get straight. And if you feel that education administration needs to be strengthened, say so. The Columbia School may not like it, but say it, you know. Or some other school may not, Berkeley, but I think you've got to be very sure. The one problem that every task force and every commission has on education is this, and I say this in the presence of some very fine professional educators. Generally, you will be captured by the establishment, and you will simply reflect their views. If you have, you fail. You might as well not mess that up at all. That doesn't mean you go against everything they are for, because they're for a lot of good things. And many of them are just as frustrated by the establishment as you are, or will be. But it does mean this, that if you just go in as a staff and prepares it all, and you put out what AGW could send me in a couple of weeks, or the Office of Education, nothing has come out of it. So don't, I would urge you to buy some tape, for example, on private schooling. I'm speaking quite candidly, I'm aware of the fact that that's quite controversial. When I read on that, particularly on the Supreme Court cases involved there, Spitzer Generals and so forth, it's been controversial from the beginning of the Republic. It will continue to be as long as there are differences of view with regard to both religion and education in this country. But to me, it's a pretty coercive proposition. There's 5 million, and if you subtract a few, 5 million in terms of the higher education, 5 million that are in schools that are supported privately, right? That's the number. All right. So these schools go down to 2. Let's forget whether or not it's a good thing if they ever exist. Let's say, well, we don't like religious training. We don't like the kind of religious training they're having or something. You can argue a lot about that. And they don't like some of the changes that they're taking in every church, the Catholic Church, the French Church, and the rest and so forth. But to come right down to the cold turkey proposition, let's suppose that, look at the private school situation. You take those 5 million and dump them, where particularly when their primary impact is in the areas of great, great problem, and that is they're primarily in the cities and the rest of Philadelphia, or Chicago, and Los Angeles, and New York. You dump them on the public education system, you're going to have an enormous crisis. So we've got to do something about it. Now, having made that argument on the money side, I happen to believe, personally, even though I like public schools, would again, my kids would go and so forth. But I happen to believe that in our system, it's just a good thing to have a strong, viable, private school system, along with the public schools. Strong, viable. And I don't think there's any problem with the church, state, business, and all that. Particularly when we can separate out textbooks and visual aids. And, you know, there are lots of ways it can be done. That's very important, I think. But we ought to be smart enough, though, to figure that out. And I don't go along with some of the people I know, and I think many of them have changed too, who just think that they've got to spend their lives fighting the private schools and fight something else. I mean, after all, they're all kids. let's hope to God that we can give them the best we can. So I feel very strongly on that issue, but not meaning to tell you how to write your report.
One who was involved in this is being sued.
Being sued?
Yeah. I lost her best name.
Oh, that's right. That's you wouldn't be in it. You're in that case. What's the name of that?
That's
right.
You want to say something?
Yeah, go ahead. If Mr. Kurtzman wins, why? Much of the worries of the non-public schools will be settled.
I think that's going to come up. It
has come up.
Oh, yeah. It's waiting for a decision.
In the Supreme
Court. You've argued with the court, the Supreme Court.
And I agree. But we got on the right side on this. I mean, on your side.
I would just like to say that the Emergency Assistance Act offers great promise for both the public and the non-public school. The fact that you have insisted that the non-public schools be involved in this is both a great challenge to be a and a half.
That's right.
One of these isn't true.
Right.
Well, but but in any event, it's the imaginative approach,
right,
so to speak, because if we're going to preserve integrated cities, we must hold on to the non-public schools in those cities. The anchor, particularly along the ethnic line.
Chicago.
The Polish, Lithuanian, Ukrainian groups that are mainly willing to stick it out in the city for a while, provided they can have their own schools. Now, the fact that in this act, the non-public schools will be able to participate means that they will have to move more quickly than they have. They have moved quickly enough to get into integrated patterns. But I think this is going to be a most hopeful development, so I hope that a bill passes. I know it's a little trouble in the Senate. With your support,
we're going to get it through. We're going to need it for other reasons, too, with the recent Supreme Court decision in regard to the school system. got to come right out of that big and a half, or otherwise those local school districts are just not going to do it.
I especially like about it, you know, is moral leadership. So often, I say this is encouraged, so often, we hear these innuendos of the absence of morality in government, you know, it's all pragmatic. Well, this is hard legislation that everybody's working on, the administration and the Congress, and it deals with a whole sensitive issue. The leadership, let's face it, is coming from government, and it has to come from people. And I think this is a great credit to both the administration and the Congress that we have this kind of vision. And laws are being proposed for education. Just keep it up, I think we will have a good school system to educate.
Richardson is the first class advocate. Sorry, still the way.
Yes,
we'll hear from there, yeah.
Mr. Tony. Well, I just wanted to make the same statement I've made several times, Mr. McElroy. I agree with your philosophy on private education, but I'm from a section of the country that we have to deal with this in a different fashion. And after Father McManus made his brief statements here about, I agree with this, but we have to deal with this differently to the degree that we cannot ill afford, I fight for public education. Well, in the particular area of the Mississippi Delta that I live in, which is predominantly black, certain types of voucher systems would more or less burn public schools. And I have to keep that in mind. And in certain southern states, this can happen.
Well, you've got some special situation.
Yes, sir. Now, and they know my feelings on this. We've discussed this before. But I'll have to stand by public education.
Sure.
And if it's not handled properly, and through the Title Act, we can share with the parochial school some things. But then you've got to make clear-cut statement as to what is public and private education and distinguish for these segregation academies of that type that are springing up, that what, how do they share in federal funding? Now that's it. That would make me popular in my statement.
I understand. We're hard pressed cognizant of that problem. You know, it's an interesting thing. I suppose all of you are aware of the figures, but even before this latest, it tends to sort of limit itself backwards in this sort of field. It is not irrelevant to note that just 2 years ago, that 68% of all black students in the South were in all black schools, now 18% of us. It's also not irrelevant to note that 38% of all black students in the South go to majority white schools, and in the North, only 28%. So the problem is now shifting. That does not mean that there are not schools in the areas that are vestiges of the school system, majority background, and so forth. But I never can tolerate the hypocrisy of the Northern students that are really white suburbs, but the South are not really integrated. It's a problem that we all have got to face, which this has got to be happening fairly and objectively. And I think the Southerners, both blacks and whites, deserve a great deal of credit for the way that they've gone through the traumatic experience of the last year. And they will handle this decision too, mainly because they have a law-abiding tradition. And I think they're going to go over and follow through. I agree on your problem of the academies and the vouchers and so forth, but I think they have one problem. They have somewhat the same problem in the sense that many experts think what's the situation in regard to the institution of slavery. Probably could not have survived anyway. It had, of course, to be eradicated. But as far as the voucher system, those academies are in there. They aren't going to, they can't make it. They're going to, or they can't really hack it, can they? Unless they get a lot of assistance from areas that you suggested.
Well, not only
their public schools are going to be better.
That's the head. Perhaps it's all about if we can maintain. if the recent Supreme Court decision, we can, we can get this worked out. Mississippi and Alabama, so the other states, if we can work this out, then it should be able to work in the state.
Your main problem in the South, as I understand it too, is as it is in the North, and that's why the problem is so much more difficult now in the North, these 38-28 numbers, is that the South, which is the predominantly rural part of the South, is salt and pepper, it's only in some of the large cities like Atlanta and Charlotte, and others where once they move into cities and the segregation patterns come in, but the salt and pepper areas, that's why you have such a very high degree of integration. Is that true?
Yes.
And it's working reasonably well.
Oh, there are many problems. Well, we have our problems. I'm a superintendent of schools. I deal with this every day,
You got the problems. The real question is, do you have segregation or discrimination as a result of putting some more advanced students and other students? You have a problem with quality teachers, et cetera, et cetera. We all know that. That's a problem in the North, too. It's North and South. And I must say that I don't think any of us in this field should stick our noses in the air and say, look, we're pretty good, and the others, it's a bunch of savages. It just happens that we all grew up in different parts of the country, and we all should have tolerance. And not tolerance of what is wrong, but tolerance of people that are trying to correct what is wrong in a decent, law-abiding way. But if we come back, we need that billion and a half thing through. If we get a billion and a half, that's going to have a great impact. That's where we're at, because this money is needed desperately right now.
Well, you got
back, we've already spent it.
I just want to ask one of the questions. you optimistic that we will be allowed to use some of the emergency assistance money for transportation in areas where state statute will not permit transportation within a municipality?
Well, I think your statutes may have problems in the court decision. What do you think?
I think we could do it. Yes, sir. It is broad enough to justify that kind of usage. Whether or not the local community would want to do it or not, I would be entirely up to them.
Well,
the Senate permits this.
Yes,
we're studying it in the Office of Education. We almost got through last year, but I think it'll go through this year.
Well, I have to, I'd like to conclude this, but I apparently
can't
see somebody.
Yes. Well, we want to thank you for joining us for this. It's, as you can imagine, highly stimulating to all of us to realize that you have this depth of interest in what we're doing. I think also it's very helpful for you to give us the injunction to report to you in Canada.
So yes, you must do that. Otherwise, your trip won't be finished by all. visit everybody that comes here on a volunteer basis gets a gift. You'll have to report it's not that expensive. These are presidential complex. It's a vitamin. It's basically the presidential seal, and it doesn't have my name on, so you can all wear it by name. The only satisfaction you can have is as a result of your having served something better happen. Now, the hood is no longer changed, but unless something better happens, you just get more dough. That isn't worth it either. That'll come. So I think you've got to shake them up a little bit. All right, bye.